This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top U.S. envoy says the United States agrees with Israel that the fight against the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas will take months, but officials are discussing the timetable for scaling back from high-intensity combat to more precise ways of targeting the militant group's leaders. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke Friday with Israeli officials amid growing American unease about the mounting death toll in Gaza. A prosecutor in Denmark says authorities are holding two people in custody and four others are the target of a terrorism probe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The cases coincide with one arrest in the Netherlands and several in Germany of alleged Hamas members. Germany says the three people arrested are suspected of preparing attacks on Jewish institutions in Europe. Danish authorities haven't formally established a Hamas link, but that one person was arrested in the Netherlands. The Danish prosecutor says the two suspects being held in Denmark have been ordered to remain in pre-trial detention until January 9. The whereabouts of the other four weren't immediately known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg said in Stockholm on Friday the COP28 climate deal reached with huge fanfare this week in Dubai won't stop temperatures rising beyond critical levels.
This text is toothless and it is nowhere even close to being sufficient to keep us within the 1.5 degree limit. It is a stab in the back for those most vulnerable.
Nearly 200 countries agreed at the summit to begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuel and adopt a raft of measures, including more clean energy production, to avert the worst effects of climate change. This is VOA News. European Union leaders granted Ukraine a major political win on Thursday by agreeing to start membership negotiations, but long-term opposer of Ukraine's bid, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, vetoed a major EU aid package on Friday, warning he could still halt Kyiv's accession to the bloc. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The bloc's decision to open membership talks with Ukraine, even as it continues to fight Russia's invasion, was an unexpected one. Other leaders bypassed objections from Orban by getting him to leave the room, while the remaining states voted to start accession negotiations. Approving a major decision in this way is unheard of in Brussels. Talks on the financial package, which requires unanimity of all 27 EU leaders, were halted in the early hours of Friday morning. Leaders said they would try again in January, with some voicing optimism a deal could be clinched then.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Guatemala violated indigenous rights by permitting a huge nickel mine on tribal land almost two decades ago, according to a ruling from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. Friday's landmark Central American verdict marks a monumental step in a four-decade struggle for indigenous land rights and a bitter legal battle which has at times spilled into the streets. It also comes at the close of the UN Climate Summit, COP28, which stressed the importance of renewables and energy transition minerals like nickel more than ever. For a lot of U.S. voters, 2024 is a numbers issue. President Joe Biden will be 81 on election night, and he's only about 4 years older than his likely opponent, Donald Trump. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell has more.
Democratic pollsters say these concerns are weighing Biden down, with Trump currently ahead in critical swing states. Evan Roth-Smith is head pollster for Blueprint, a Democratic research initiative.
Voters are not comfortable with the age of either of our candidates. I think the age factor is part of the wider dissatisfaction with, this again, right? Really, we're doing this again, Trump versus Biden. Round two, neither of them spring chickens.
Trump, facing a range of felony charges, has campaigned on the sidelines of his many court appearances. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Denmark on Friday agreed to impose a tax on air passengers to help finance the airline industry's transition to greener practices, which will be gradually phased in from 2025, the government said. The government in November proposed imposing an average tax of 100 Danish crowns or $14.35 on air travel to help finance the industry's green transition. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.